Greetings, Northlings, and welcome to Haunted North. Listeners, it's your ghostly guide, Victoria, here to whisper unearthly stories to you from the misty moors of Haworth. I hope you find yourselves scintillated, scared, and most importantly, entertained by the spectral tales I'm about to tell you today. Tales not born of the uppermost regions of Britain, but of the lofty extremities of North America. To be more specific, the municipality of Anchorage, the largest city in the US state of Alaska. This is because, to give you a bit of context as to why I've chosen Alaska as the location for today's Haunted Up North, it's because I've been watching True Detective Season 4, which is set in Alaska. Even though it's actually filmed in Iceland, it's set in the fictional town of Ennis, Alaska, and it's absolutely full of everything I love. Snow, winter, perpetual darkness, Christmas lights, supernatural suggestiveness, and of course, Jodie Foster. So because I'm sad that I can't watch Jodie Foster driving around in a blizzard anymore, because the season's unfortunately finished now, not only have I been listening to snow blizzard sounds with my underpillow speaker of an eve, I've been looking for spooky Alaskan stories to tell on Haunted Up North. And guess what? I found one. Or two. Possibly three. Anchorage contains nearly 40% of Alaska's population, and it has more people living there than all of northern Canada and Greenland combined. It's located in south-central Alaska, slightly further north than Oslo, Stockholm, Helsinki, and St. Petersburg, and it's on a strip of coastal lowland extending up the lower alpine slopes of the Chugach Mountains, and if you look at photos of Anchorage's cityscape, you can see the Chugach Mountains in the background. It looks really cool. And cool, as in it looks rather cold. Anchorage does have a subarctic climate with very cold winters and mild summers, and if you've been watching season 4 of True Detective like me, you'll know that the further north you go in Alaska, the less daylight you'll see there during the winter because of the low angle of the sun there at that time of year. Anchorage, however, receives more hours of daylight than most, with even the shortest day of the year bringing around 5 hours of sunlight. There are 22 high schools in the Anchorage School District, with West Anchorage High School having opened in 1952 being the oldest and largest. Located at 1700 Hillcrest Drive, it serves the western parts of downtown and midtown Anchorage. With an enrollment of over 1,750 students, West Anchorage High is the most populated high school in Alaska. Yet, beyond its sizable population, the school is also reputed to be home to numerous spectral inhabitants. Legend has it that a solitary figure, the spirit of a lady dressed in white, roams the echoey confines of the high school's old auditorium. Whispers of her presence have circulated for generations, with numerous witnesses having recounted glimpses of her ethereal form, haunting the shadows amidst the chamber's vast rows of seats. Other times, she stands in eerie silence or darts across the corridors, and some have even claimed to have seen her lurking in the hidden recesses backstage, her apparition sending shivers down the spine of anyone who dares to tread near. The sightings of the solitary lady ghost have an intriguing constancy. She always appears as a female figure, clad in billowing white garments. Numerous individuals from different backgrounds, including school administrators, students and visitors, have offered disconcerting testimonies regarding her presence. What's particularly baffling is that many witnesses assert to possess no prior awareness of her existence until their encounter. Furthermore, her elusive nature adds another layer of perplexity to the phenomena. Despite attempts by various individuals to engage with the wraith, she possesses a remarkable ability to evade closer inspection, dissipating into the ether whenever someone ventures too close. Several years ago, amidst the hustle and bustle of a dress rehearsal, a student stage manager found himself caught in a perplexing moment. In the dimly lit backstage area, his eyes were drawn to a figure, a girl, fiddling with a door clearly marked off limits. The sight immediately stirred a mixture of surprise and irritation. With a sense of duty and exasperation, he swiftly made his way towards the door, determined to address this blatant disregard for the rules. As he reached the spot where the girl had been moments before, his steps echoing in the quiet backstage, he flung open the door, ready to deliver a stern reprimand. To his bewilderment, the alcove behind the door revealed nothing but empty space. Confusion washed over him as he scanned the area, searching for any sign of the trespasser who had seemingly vanished into thin air. But there was no trace of her, leaving him with a sense of unease and the lingering question of who or what he had truly seen. In more recent years, during a group excursion into the supposedly vacant theatre, a young student's attention was abruptly seized by the sight of a spectral figure clad in a pristine white dress. This uncanny apparition stood aloft in the balcony, peering down upon them with an unwavering gaze. With a quivering voice, she turned to her companion and breathlessly inquired, "Do you see her?" Yet, in a disconcerting twist, as the words escaped her lips, the ethereal figure dissolved into thin air. The encounter left the student gripped by a profound sense of disquiet. Could it have been a trick of the light, a figment of her imagination, or something far more sinister lurking within the shadows of the theatre? West Anchorage High Theatre teacher David Block, speaking to the Anchorage Daily News in 2017, told reporter Doug O'Hara that two assistant principals and a security guard once found themselves startled as an unexplained flash of white whizzed past them within the confines of the narrow corridor situated behind the balcony in which the student had spotted the ghost girl dressed in white. In his own words, he stated, "I've never ever seen a ghost in there. I can't say I even believe in ghosts. I haven't seen her, but enough people have seen her that I have to believe that something is going on." To this day, one of those assistant principals will not talk about what happened, refuses to discuss it. Even I don't like going into the passage behind the balcony. Block also recounts an unsettling experience of hearing disembodied footsteps reverberating from the direction of the desolate auditorium balcony. "On many occasions I've called out, 'Hello?'" he added, "but no one is ever there." The lady in white, however, is not the only phantom that reportedly prowls the corridors of West Anchorage High School, for tales abound of another restless soul that lingers within its walls. This figure, none other than a former janitor long since departed from this mortal realm, continues to make itself known in perplexing manifestations. Numerous eyewitness accounts detail sightings of the janitor, tirelessly sweeping the lobby during hours when no other living soul is present in the school. Once a bustling rifle range, the school's basement now serves as a repository for props and costumes. One particularly chilling anecdote recounts the experience of a female student who, whilst helping with a show, stumbled upon a small side room, only to be greeted by a sight that froze her blood in terror. Standing before her was the unexpected figure of a man, his features contorted in a menacing glare that caused her to scream and run from the room, her heart pounding in fear. Rumours abound as to the identity of this apparition, with some suggesting that it could be the restless spirit of the janitor. However, the girl's first-hand account cast doubt upon this theory, as she adamantly maintains that the figure she encountered was not dressed in clothing that resembled a janitor's uniform. The paranormal manifestations encountered inside West Anchorage High School do not end with the white-clothed lady or the janitor's spectral appearances. The school is also plagued by a cacophony of poltergeist activity, each occurrence more unsettling than the last. Footsteps echo through the deserted halls, door slams shut with a resounding finality. Lights flicker ominously on and off, while toilets flush inexplicably in vacant bathrooms. Toilet ghosts appear to be a thing in Anchorage high schools. To be honest, I've read a lot of ghost stories involving bathrooms. Not just those involving high schools, but we'll visit that topic another day. But toilet ghosts do seem to be a thing in this episode, at least, because Nightmute High School, also in Anchorage, has a case of something similar going on inside its lavatories. Nightmute High School is a small rural school located on Nelson Island on the Toksut River. Serving a small community with a population of just over 300, the school has a small student body of around 90, serving pre-kindergarten ages through to the 12th grade. Nightmute School is shrouded in whispers of paranormal activity, with rumours swirling about an unsettling phantom that haunts its hallways. According to locals, the school is frequented by the eerie mirage of a young girl who appears to have taken up residence inside the high school's bathrooms. Staff and students have experienced a multitude of encounters with this entity, describing how she roams the school's corridors in solitude, her faint humming resonating through the empty hallways like a melancholic melody from beyond the grave. Students speak in hushed tones of their encounters with the ghostly girl, her presence often accompanied by unexplained phenomena such as flickering lights and mysteriously flushing toilets. But the ghost girl's haunting extends beyond the restroom walls, as she is said to display a mischievous side by venturing into other areas of the school. In the gymnasium, where the sound of bouncing basketballs reverberate through the air, witnesses have reported sightings of the girl shooting hoops, her translucent form gliding effortlessly across the court. The enigma surrounding the identity of the ghostly girl that haunts Nightmute School remains unsolved, leaving the community grappling with questions that seem to have no answers. However, amidst the veil of uncertainty, a significant discovery sheds light on the young girl's presence, as beneath the floorboards of Room 106, a startling revelation was unearthed. An unmarked grave, which some say served as the final resting place of the childlike spectral visitor who has long haunted the school's corridors. The last little Alaskan ghost story I have for you doesn't originate in Anchorage, but comes from the corridors of Ketchikan High School in Ketchikan, over 800 miles away. Ketchikan High School is the principal high school for the Southeast Alaska community of Ketchikan, a city with a population of around 8,000 residents, named after the Ketchikan Creek which runs through the town. For over seven decades, Ketchikan High School has been subjected to an otherworldly aura wandering its corridors since 1946, when tragedy struck inside the school's theatre. A former student dubbed Bucci by present pupils, whose real identity has since faded into obscurity, met a tragic fate when he plummeted from the catwalk above the theatre's stage. The circumstances of Bucci's death remain shrouded in ambiguity, fueling a myriad of speculation. Some believe that it was a tragic accident, while others entertain darker theories of foul play, or that the weight of unbearable academic pressure led him to take his own life. Yet, the truth behind Bucci's untimely end remains elusive to this day. From the depths of the theatre's stage, Bucci's ghostly apparition is said to appear, his haunting cries ringing through the empty halls long after the final curtain has fallen. The theatre itself seems to bear the weight of his restless entity, with strange noises and inexplicable occurrences serving as a constant reminder of his lingering presence. Despite the passage of decades, the residents of Ketchikan remain steadfast in their quest for answers, yearning to uncover the truth behind Bucci's manifestations. Yet, amidst the conjectures and theories, one undeniable truth prevails. Bucci's spirit will forever haunt the hallowed rooms of Ketchikan High School, and his spectral form will always be an enduring legend in the community. Scary high school stories! I love hearing stories about haunted high schools, or just schools in general. I remember when I was a primary school kid, Our school building was rather old. It was built in 1854 and it was riddled with little passageways and silent, darkened classrooms, and it was the perfect place for conjuring up stories about spirits witnessed or not witnessed, but made up entirely from someone's imagination. And it usually involved, these stories, they usually involved very odd and freakish imagery. And it's strange, isn't it? Those incredibly creepy details that young minds can come up with when they're called upon to do so. They possess a chilling creativity that often surpasses the frights we typically conceive as adults. But my high school was also quite old. It was established in 1866, but it had a series of strange attics in the sixth form college opposite, which was an old mansion type of thing. And you were supposed to use these attics as study spaces if you wanted a bit of peace and quiet away from the common rooms, but we obviously used them for fun. But they were quite spooky. But the spookiest thing we ever found in that building was on a day that the boiler guy had been down to the basement to fix the boiler, I guess. But the door to the basement was always kept locked. But on this particular occasion, he'd forgotten to lock it. And I don't know how we figured out that it was unlocked, but we went down to have a look at what was in there. And it reminded me of being underground in the Keithley Arcade, if you've ever heard of the Keithley Arcade. I did an episode about it a while back. But this basement, it was huge and had presumably been at one point separated out into strange little rooms with windows looking out or into other parts of the space, not outside, just within the basement itself, almost as though people had been living down there at one point in these separate rooms. And in the middle of all this underground network of chambers, there was this giant stone table, which probably had been used as part of a kitchen at one point. I reckon this underground area was like a servant's quarters when it had been a private house and not a sixth form college, and the room would most likely have been utilised by servants. But this big stone table, which was obviously a giant kitchen table thing like you see in Downton Abbey, we decided that it was an altar where sacrifices to the devil were made. Not a kitchen table. It was an altar where sacrifices to the devil were once made. But it's odd to think that that basement that was once a bustling domestic hub became dusty and forgotten and associated with devil worship by those who caught a momentary glimpse of it in its present form in the future, if you know what I mean. It's kind of sad that that's been forgotten and it's just lying there in the dark, with the identities of those who haunt our Alaskan high schools as forgotten as the people who once worked in the basement of my old sixth form college. I recently watched a series on Paramount Plus called School Spirits, starring Peyton List, who plays Torin Nichols in Cobra Kai, which features a high school where ghosts from different eras throughout the school's history roam the halls. It's really good. It makes no sense at all, but I really enjoyed it. I highly recommend you watching it if you ever get time, but I could be a little biased because I love any teenage drama with a high school in it, horror-based or nay. Anyway, thanks for listening and for letting me inject a bit of Alaskan soul into your day. I hope you found these ghosts to be good ones and that they suitably entertained you. Long live Anchorage, Nightmute, and Ketchikan, as well as all who haunt them. And until next time, goodbye! Scary high school stories.